Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the third pillar of coherence, which is the other that manifests as community. I'm going to get us started by lighting some Palo Santo to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if it is safe and you are able to do so. And begin to deepen your breath. As you deepen your breath, really feel your lungs expand. Send the breath all the way to the bottom of your spine. All the way down to the bottom of your feet. Fill your body with your breath. Fill your room or space or car or wherever you may be right now with your breath as well. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in and keep going. Really fill up those lungs and exhale and tune into the collective. To everyone that is joining us across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. Go ahead and begin to bring your breathing back to a regular rhythm, and feel free to open your eyes whenever you are ready. Okay, I am going to shuffle our cards for today, and I want you to tune back into that theme of other. What does community mean to you? What do relationships mean to you? I've heard so many people say relationships are the thing that color life. Do you think that's true? Are you happy in your relationships right now? Familial, platonic, romantic, or otherwise? Why or why not? If you have any questions, you can bring them to your mind, but if not, just allow whatever is there to arise. As always, this reading is for the collective, for everyone who was called to click on this video. And our card is the Eight of Wands in reverse. And this card is just sacred simplicity, isn't it? This card shows us eight wands at a diagonal sort of angle coming in from the side of the card, just on a lovely sky blue background over a field. And there's no figure or person in this card, which is interesting because the wands are the card of the spirit, of source, of consciousness, of ephemeral esoteric things. And in reverse, this card asks us for patience. The Eight of Wands is typically considered to be a sign of change coming, results happening, things coming to fruition. But to receive it in reverse, it's just asking for time. And I do believe that this card's relationship to time is why we don't see a specific figure in the card. Time is a human construct, and this is asking us to trust in the divine timing. There is nothing we can do to hurry this process, to rush it along. There is only trust and showing up as our higher selves, right? When you think of a relationship, whether that be with a large community, one person, doesn't matter. All you can do is take care of yourself. You cannot influence how someone else feels about you, how they choose to engage, whether or not you are putting in all this effort. You cannot force a relationship with anybody, because that is what it means to be in relation, is two imperfect human beings energetically playing off of one another. Allow the divine timing to bloom in your relationships. I'm hearing for some of you to wait for another person. I don't know if that means romantic for some of you, if you're currently, I think some of you may currently be wanting something with someone specifically, and this is saying, wait, whether that be for another person or another phase in life, wait. All you can do is be your best self and allow. For those of you that may be building community or larger relationships or working on building a big group thing, that's going to take time. It does not happen overnight, and that's okay. But to get the suit of wands in this way does still say source has your back. They are assisting. They are helping. You're not alone in this. Even though it may feel like this time is really ticking on, it will happen the way it is supposed to. As we move into our mantra for today, with the Eight of Wands in reverse and this theme of other, our mantra is going to be, I trust divine timing. That this Eight of Wands is divine timing embodied, and to get it in reverse is an ask that it's like, I know that it may not feel right, but trust, it's okay. So we're going to take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, repeat this mantra of, I trust in divine timing. Okay. Whenever you are ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating, I trust in divine timing. For practice today, this is kind of a silly, no, it's not silly. For our practice today, I want you to change something about how you normally check the time. If you wear a watch every day, perhaps don't pop it on. If you usually click on your phone, maybe change it to military time or take it out of military time. If you have an Apple Watch, again, maybe take it off. Do something so that when you look at the clock, you're forced to take a pause. You are physically embodying this idea of patience with your time by forcing yourself to wait, to understand the time today, in this moment. It may be a little bit of a pain to do this, but I think that is kind of what this card is asking. It's sort of saying, I know. It's kind of that feeling of like, ugh, I know it sucks, but like, just give me some time. And I think this practice will help us have some levity with that, have some joy with it, and not take timing so seriously, because everything comes to fruition in its own magical way. Thank you all so much for being a part of our daily ritual. Comment down below what you decide to do with your time today. I'm curious. Of course, I usually use my phone to check the time, and so I was thinking about the military time thing for me, but if there's something else you use, how are you going to switch it up? I would love to know. Please share this ritual with someone that you think would enjoy it or could use this reminder today, and I'm looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. If you are watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel so that you don't miss any other daily rituals and you can see the other content as it's coming out, and give us a like just to boost the algorithm for me. It really does me a solid. If you are on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave us a 5-star rating and a review. Again, send some magic to the algorithm. And if you're curious about the Cohere Collective or our story or our other content and offerings, please head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to learn all about the collective. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.